The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Talking with Michael Shaw just a few minutes ago, he was wondering about that victim of the Olmedo fire 4 years ago, the final one. And there was some question for a while. And it took a little bit of digging through the archives. I finally was able to find this out. And the victim that Michael was thinking about, and how did he die? That was released, but it didn't get a lot of play at the time. The final victim of the Olmedo fire was Derek Mills. He was a 55-year-old man, originally from Yreka, and apparently he had been homeless for quite some time, but he had lived around Southern Oregon for good 15, 16 years from the look of it. And he was found dead about a mile from where the fire started, and he was reported missing in March of 2021. But anyway, it took an extended family member providing DNA to finally identify it, and the medical examiner ended up identifying the remains, and they did say that Derek died of thermal burns and inhalation. So it was a legitimate death, not a death from other means in which the fire was covered up, all right? So, Michael, I hope that answers the question, all right? Bob Shan here from Medford. Hello, Bob. What's going on with the city council tonight? What's going on?
Oh, they've got about 500 pages of material. Some of it's very detailed. The highlights are how to finance the new fire department building. And there are three options that council has given. The third option is my favorite because it does not increase utility fees.
All right. What are the other two then?
Bonding out about $6 million for the $9 million project, getting bonds for that, taking pot tax fund money and using that to help underwrite it, and taking some money, I think, from one other source. So, city council had their study session on it last week. Several councilors like incrementally raising the utility fee, and I'm not a big fan of that because historically the utility fee was a very contentious thing that happened a couple decades ago, and it was started out as $1, and it is now, for me, like little over $60 a month, which
Little favor dream of the good old boy, good old girl network, such as the Aquatic Center, as an example, ends up being put there. And so your minimum cost of living, no matter what, $700-something a year, and you'll pay $1,000 over the year for the Aquatic Center and various other things. And I know we're all told that it's something that we need. And by the way, I'm not saying we don't need a new fire one, but to me, we have no control over our cost of living here in Southwest Oregon until all fees like these, utility fees that are used to just do the work of taxes. And that's the problem. This is that the whole reason why they went to this here, Bob, is because people were tired of everything going on the property tax, right? The property tax of people revolted, and rightly so. But so, now we're just going to levy a fee that you have no way to avoid paying because you have water and sewer, these kind of things. It's doing the same kind of work. It's just a different name. It's really just a matter of a difference in name, and there's no vote of the people on these things.
Right, and our city councilors are two things. They are agents of the city. They approve contracts, things like that. But foremost, they are representatives of their constituency and of the citizens, and I think they are underrepresenting the citizens' feelings.
I think Sarah Spansail is the only one that's actually pretty much against most of these fees.
Right. She ran her campaign stating that she would not raise fees or vote to it, and she is one of eight. So, yeah, she has been true to her word in that regard. Mm-hmm. One counselor.
Now, how is the way to replace the firehouse without raising the fee? How do they do that?
They're bonding out about $6 million and taking a little bit more of the pot tax money to do it.
Weren't they using the pot tax money, though, for homelessness services?
They're using it for that. They're using it for murals. They're using it for all kinds of fun little projects. So, we just have to send a little letter stating option three simply, you know, based on the city's agenda on how to finance the fire department. Now, I imagine if they painted a mural on the side of the wall, maybe the councilors would like more of the pot tax money spent toward that. I don't know.
Okay. You know, something that I've always kind of wondered about, though, is that are there no capital budgets in the city of Medford in which they take a certain percentage of the income each year and put it away for such projects?
Well, they have, in their, I guess, bylaws or whatever, you know, the city's written code or format to maintain a reserve of $20 million for non-specified needs. And the city currently has $40 million in their account. And they're saying, well, you know, we might see hard times in the future. They will, because the American Recovery Act funds aren't going to be there in the future. But
yeah, darn straight.
You know, they're not looking at that.
All right. I appreciate the update, though. I appreciate the update.
On the pool issue over there at the West Howard Sports Park, the city is going to amend the code for digital electronic signs to accommodate a nice big sign over there on Ross Lane at the corner so they can highlight all their activities.
Hey, that's great. Thank you very much here, Bob. Appreciate the update on what's happening with the city council. He's definitely a watchdog here in Southern Oregon. It's 19 after 7. Open phones at 770-5633. What do you want to talk about?
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Hi, this is Paul from Valerie Nursery. It's time to color up your backyard for summer barbecues, and we can help. Patio planters and select summer flowers are now 20% off. If you need more shade, we have that too. Now 20 to 36% off all shade, flowering, and conifer trees. For color and choice you won't see anywhere else in summer promotions, go to valleyvenursery.com. Google map Valley View Nursery and find us closer than you think.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The headline on Zero Hedge is the White House fuming is canceling meeting with his Israelis after Netanyahu's public scolding. New York Times pronouncing that Biden's Gaza relief pier is a failure. It is nothing that this guy has done that is right on any level here. You know, his obsession seems to be Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. You know, he doesn't, but he doesn't do anything. For example, Russia sends a nuclear sub close enough to Miami for residents to actually see in Miami that has hypersonic nuclear missiles in it, and does it not he doesn't even say a word about it. I mean, you have all the possibilities of a Cuban Missile Crisis. Nothing happens.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-GOLD now.
106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
And this is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Some open phone time on that. It's a dangerous time. We'll have Dr. John Lott in the next few minutes. Looking forward to talking about the... Boy, you want to talk about a conspiracy theory, not a theory, but a conspiracy to keep the manifesto of that church, of the church school shooting, you know, that one with the transgender student. Boy, what a snake pit of hate that woman was. And it's just astounding. But we'll talk about it. And the FBI kept it buried and only pried it loose because of Freedom of Information Act, some lawsuits from media in the area. So we'll have a little talk about that. Dr. Lott, by the way, will be at the Make Oregon Great Again event this Saturday. You can get tickets for that if you wanted to see it. Mike Lindell speaking there, a whole bunch of other folks. JCOR.GOP for tickets and more information, okay? That's the Jackson County Republican Party, okay? Gene's in Joe County. Gene, you wanted to weigh in on the talk about social media I had with Melissa Henson last hour. Surgeon General is now saying that for kids, social media should have a warning label put on it. And you wanted to expand that somewhat, huh? What are you thinking? Hello, Gene?
Hello.
Oh, okay. There you go. Woke you up. Glad to hear that. So what did you want to add to the warning label? Go ahead.
If it's going to be a warning against the Democrats' false information.
Oh, okay. In other words, you'd like some political truth-telling then.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Democrats get slammed.
Yeah. You know, next a week from today, we're going to have President Trump and Resident Biden debating. Are you going to watch that on CNN? Just curious.
I only get Channel 12 on my TV.
So. Oh, okay. So you don't have cable. All right. Do you have any internet at the house? Because I'm trying to find a way to broadcast it, but at this point, they're not making it available for radio broadcast at this point, but only on CNN is what we're seeing so far. I'm going to try to get it on, but we'll try to do it. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how President Trump deals with this, because they're going to mute the microphone in between the times when candidates get to talk and respond. That'll be interesting, won't it?
Well, I also wonder if they're going to mute Biden's phone and have the whatever that false intelligence.
Yeah, well, I just want to find out if they're going to mute all the RF signals there so that they won't be able to get into his hearing aid and plant it in his skull or whatever it is, you know, to give him some answers. That's what I'm hoping, okay? Thank you for the call there, Gene. 725-770-5633-770-KMED. Hey, I promised I was going to tell you a little bit about the phone call I had the other day from my daughter, Sarah. My daughter, Sarah, and I have not talked a whole lot the last few days, the last few months, the last few years, really. She's been kind of off in her own life, but she called me, gave me a text message on Father's Day, say, hey, can I call you on Monday and talk more? Of course, that was the weekend of dealing with the death of Chester, you know, all that stuff. We're all feeling a little better now. It's not great, but... So anyway, talked with her on Monday for about a half hour, and she and her best friend, Jake, have moved to Florida, and originally they were going to move to Mobile, Alabama. Then they went through Mobile, Alabama, and figured out that, yeah, pretty much a crime cesspool. And this doesn't look like a really safe place. Even liberals from Portland want to be in a relatively safe neighborhood. And, of course, I think these are some of the problems that Sarah and I have had. She knows my political point of view, and I know her political point of view. She's, you know, smart girl, you know, graduated from Portland State University. But, you know, you go to Portland State University, you're pretty much inculcated in the whole agenda, you know, the cabal, as it were. And I'm sure she's kind of embarrassed by me sometimes, but, oh, my gosh, father is so conservative. Yeah. But still, love her. She's my daughter, you know. And so we're talking for about a half hour on this, and Linda's listening in on this, conversation. And she talked about she and Jake moving, and they're living with Jake's parents in Florida right now. And they have decided that they're going to move to Florida instead of Mobile, Alabama. And so they're looking for a house in maybe away from the hurricane-prone areas. Because she said that one of the challenges of living in Florida is the coast, the coast just get pounded. Well, they always have been getting pounded. The problems we have with hurricanes are not weather problems or climate problems. They're real estate problems. You know, you take all of your buildings and you put them up in areas where the wind blows hard and the storms happen, and, well, what do you want, right? So they're looking to go inland a little bit where the insurance rates are a little bit cheaper, but they're looking for a house. They're getting this. And Sarah is a... Well, she was a medical technician. She working with cancer detection in that kind of world. She works for OHSU, not for the cutting the boy and girl parts off of the kids. She doesn't work for that department at OHSU, but she works for a different section of it in cancer, and it's funded by a foundation grant in her job. So she's real happy about this, but it was a bit of a culture shock when she moved from Oregon in Portland to Florida. And she said, it's a lot more wild here. When she talked about wild, in other words, it's an energetic kind of culture, what's going on. And much more law and order. She did talk about law and order. And then both Linda and I both kind of say, welcome to a red state, Sarah, remember. And everything that she was talking about was things that we would know. What happened when you would move from the blue hive mind of Portland to a red state? And she said, I can't believe how much more money I have in my paycheck because I have my same paycheck from Oregon. And I have $500 more a month in my take home living in Florida than I did in Portland. Nothing else has changed. She's able to work remotely in her job. She's able to do this. And so she's living in Florida, getting an Oregon paycheck, and she has, you know, $6,000 more a year. And then Linda and I both say, yeah, well, welcome to a blue state, Sarah. Now in Florida, there's no income tax. And income tax is, you know, that's a serious dent in income. In fact, if I had known that the Oregon state income tax was as high as it was when I moved from Washington to Oregon a number of years ago, back in the early 1990s, as 1991 is when I moved down here, I probably wouldn't have made it because I couldn't believe how much I was getting screwed. I thought I had a pretty good salary when I went to work at KBOY back in the day then. And then once I didn't realize, I was too stupid or naive to not realize that Oregon had an income tax. And you get up to 9.5%, well, close to 10% pretty quickly. And I couldn't believe it. I thought there was a mistake when I got my first paycheck in Oregon. Well, Sarah's looking at it the other way. It's like all of a sudden, whoo, I have $6,000 more a year. Well, welcome to a blue state. Welcome to a blue state. And she says, everybody's armed. Everybody walks around. They got, you know, they got guns and things like that. And it makes me a little bit nervous. And I said, it'll be fine, Sarah. You know, welcome to a blue state. They're not afraid of firearms. They're tools. Second Amendment, they're pretty good. And I guess if somebody causes problems, if you try to break into someone's house in Florida, you usually think twice about it because there could just as easily be a bullet flying your way, you know, that kind of thing. So we're explaining that. And she was also talking about how you could go into, what was she talking about? Oh, yeah. She was talking about going into Miami and how the Cubans, of course, have taken over a big portion of Miami. But the regulatory state is not real tight in Florida. There's a lot more freedom to do what you need to do. It's like, and she said, I had no health insurance at this point in time, having moved, and, you know, I have to, you know, get involved with, you know, a Florida system. So I got sick, and so I needed to go in. I knew I had a sinus infection, she told me. And then I went into one of the Cuban-run medical pharmacies there. And apparently what they do in Florida, and I don't think they do this here in the state of Oregon because we are the nanny state on steroids. And she was talking about this, too. It's like they're not really nanny. They're not really paying much attention to you on the nanny state. Of course, Linda and I both say, welcome to a blues, welcome to a red state, Sarah. You know, that kind of thing. And she was talking about how you could get antibiotics for your sinus infection for about $20-25, and you didn't have to go to the doctor. And apparently what they do in Florida a lot of the times is that you essentially have an MD who rents out his or her license, and then the pharmacy is able to sell affordable drugs then to people without always having to do a $200 office call to be able to get something for your sinus infection, you know, these minor sort of things. And I guess that's a thing in the state of Florida. And I was kind of surprised to hear that. But yeah, that's apparently what's going on. She's kind of like amazed at and what she was talking about. She couldn't believe people could do these things. And I was kind of saying, hey, this is kind of like what the smell of freedom or the sound of freedom and what you're seeing here a little bit. You're in a much more free state in many ways, Sarah. You're just not free to be a dirtbag lawbreaker quite to the same extent that you were in Portland. And she says, yeah, the neighbors were safe and things like that. And I did close off the conversation with her by saying, by the way, you and Jake, don't mess up Florida with your voting pattern. Remember how you voted in Oregon and remember what you ended up getting in Oregon. So I don't know if there's going to be hope for liberals like my daughter and her fella. Maybe she will learn something from this and not all of a sudden want to be some of the many people that will move to a red state and then bring their same political attitudes toward it, to the area, and then vote to make it exactly the crap hole that she left in Portland. But it was interesting to hear her talk about it. Wow, it's so much less expensive, and I can afford more house, and, you know, and people are a little more free here. There's a little less regulation, yada, yada. It's it. Welcome to a red state, Sarah. Welcome to a red state. But it was interesting to talk to pretty much a hardcore liberal and hear her wax poetically about, wow, I mean, I can't believe the way it is here. I just thought it was an interesting to kind of share that experience with you, okay? Maybe we could bring a little bit of that here. The feller can dream, can he? You're on the Bill Myers Show.
Are you using extension cords outside? You likely need Completed Electric Plus to install an all-weather plug where it's most convenient. Need a plug for your power equipment? Completed. Pond pump? Completed. A string of lights on your pavilion? Completed. How about a TV on the patio? Completed Electric Plus installs electric plugs quickly, expertly, and affordably with certified technicians. Specializing in residential electric jobs, call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit CompletedElectricPlus.com.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are United Through Service.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's the first official day of summer, but much of the U.S. has been facing summer-like heat for several days. The far-reaching heat wave continues across the country, with alerts and advisories posted in more than a dozen states from the Great Lakes to the East Coast. U.S. jobless claims remain at low levels by historical standards. The Labor Department reports the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week by 5,000. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a series of deals with Vietnam's leader. It came a day after he reached a strategic partnership with North Korea. And now South Korea says it will consider sending arms to Ukraine after Russia and North Korea rattled the region by signing that pact to come to each other's defense in the event of war. Stock prices are pushing higher this morning. This is SRN News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
It's a great time to travel, and Phoenix Auto Center invites you to stop by before you hit the road. Jolene here, reminding you that taking care of your vehicle to keep you driving safely is what we do. We install top brand name tires for exceptional performance and handling, and we provide full service auto and RV repair too. You can count on us for tune-ups, brakes, shocks, alignments, cooling systems, vehicle manufacture maintenance, and more. Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, serving Rogue Valley drivers since 1970.
I Feel the Earth Move is a pop hit recorded by Carole King in 1971. If your house has sloping floors, cracks in walls, or doors and windows that are not shutting smoothly, you may not have felt the earth move, but you can bet it's happening. Call Millett Construction for a free inspection and estimate to level your house and fix the water issue that's causing the problem. By the way, the flip side of the 45 was even a bigger hit. It's too late, so don't wait. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
One of each Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22143500 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance and 63024.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford during the summer sticker sales event. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Just $139 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters. Proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
Rhonda talks about her experience with Clouser Drilling.
Kevin came right out. The thing that really stood out to me, we could see the years of experience in the quality of their work. And that just showed us what great communication that they have. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend Clouser Well Drilling. They were great to work with.
Clouser Drilling has the experience and the equipment to handle the most challenging conditions. Visit ClouserDrilling.com. That's ClouserDrilling.com.
Hi, I'm Corey with Patriot Electric, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
It is 7:39. Dr. John Lott joins me this morning. And Crime Prevention Research Center was founded by Dr. John Lott Jr. He's an economist, world-recognized expert on guns and crime, into the data and the money. CrimeResearch.org is his website. And Dr. Lott is going to be actually live Jackson County Saturday. And that is going to be for the Make Oregon Great event put on by the Jackson County Republican Party. JCOR.GOP, if you wanted to get tickets for that. Dr. Lott, welcome to the show. Great to have you on.
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me.
Right, so you're hanging out in Seattle today, and so you're going to be coming down to our area, and I'm looking forward to that. Probably in the afternoon segment or the afternoon session, is that when you're going to be talking?
I guess so. I mean, it's an all-day event. So I'm sure people have lots of good speakers to listen to.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to I want to find out when you're talking. I want to make sure that I drop by for that. And I wanted to...
It would be nice after talking to you all these years to actually put a face to the voice.
All these years we've had these conversations on Second Amendment and guns and crime and so much more. And it'll be great to have you coming down and speaking to a Southern Oregon audience live, all right? Doctor, I wanted to talk about one of your recent pieces, and it has to do with the Nashville Shooters Manifesto. And this has been something, it being Conspiracy Theory Thursday, it seems like an appropriate time to talk about it. This manifesto of this woman who is transgender, wanted to be a man, but was actually a biological female. This is something which was kept suppressed, buried, and even... once it got pried loose from the FBI, I guess there hasn't been a lot of reporting on the motivations for this this Christian school shooting, was there?
Unfortunately, not. I mean, it's pretty astounding, the pressure that the FBI exerted to try to keep this secret. I mean, we've had all sorts of manifestos and diaries from other mass murders, but the FBI made a really different exception in this case, demanding that it would kind of misinform people about how to stop these attacks, that it would misinform people about, the role of mental illness that might create some type of hard feelings towards the type of person that committed this type of attack. You read this and you say, okay, and these arguments don't apply to all the other manifestos and diaries that are out there from these mass murders. And you know, it's pretty obvious that the FBI, the Biden administration, is treating this particular diary much differently than any of the other ones that are out there.
What are some of the high points, or maybe we should refer to it as low points, as to what drove this individual to shoot up the school and kill so many people at this at that juncture? Do we know now? We have a better or clearer picture of this?
I think we do. I think in many ways, the overall motivations for this individual are very similar to other mass murders. You have somebody who's suicidal. She was clearly suicidal. And somebody who wanted to make a statement or make people know that they were here. She was clearly that way. She was complaining about, he said, look at the protection for gun rights that are there. Why don't trans individuals have the same protection?
Huh?
And she wanted to be known. Which is something you see all the time. And so, just like these other killers, she understood that the more people she killed, the more media attention that she was going to be able to get. And so, she quite explicitly talks about why she picked the target that she did. She actually had three other targets in mind before she picked the Covenant School. The first target that she had was the Greenfield Mall. That's there in Nashville, but she decided not to do it because there was too much security there, too many armed individuals, and they allowed people to carry concealed handguns there at the mall.
So she knew that there would be a good chance of some pretty heavy resistance to her attack if she did that. Okay.
Exactly. And then she looked at two public schools that were there, and they had armed guards that were there at those schools. And so she decided to go after the Covenant School because it was a soft target. She didn't believe it had any protection, and she was correct about that. And so, you know, and that's something that you see over and over again in the minds of these attackers. You know, the Buffalo mass murderer explicitly talked about the same types of considerations you have. I mean, I could go all the way back to Columbine, these murders, considering this type of stuff. And yet the media just absolutely refuses to go and talk about those parts of their manifesto. I'm at a loss to explain why that isn't newsworthy, to know why these murderers pick the targets that they do. And yet the media refuses to talk about it, and somehow the FBI thinks that people will get the wrong impression if they learn about these types of things.
In your Real Clear Politics article on this, it's entitled Nashville Shooter's Manifesto Released Despite FBI Resistance, and I'm going to link to that, of course, today. You also indicate that her diary reveals not only was she suicidal in a left-winger, but also hated whites. And wasn't she herself white, if I recall correctly?
Yeah, no, she was. But you could tell she, in college, her views of the world had been kind of warped by, you know, left-wing professors and others that were there. You know, this was a very left-wing individual who blamed whites, blamed men, you know, the patriarchy for the problems in the world.
And yet she identified weird as a man, though, correct?
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to make sense of what she was doing there.
And that's not really your wheelhouse either, but still, you know, point well taken, you know, on this. And my concern, you know, about this is we have been conditioned, especially through the woke politics of the last 10 to 15 years, that that gender dysphoria is no longer a mental illness, and it used to be classified as a mental illness. And yet you can't help but notice, though, and I'm not a psychiatrist, and I know you're not either. It's not your wheelhouse, but common sense would indicate that when you see so many of these individuals with this kind of affliction who are arguably very mentally ill, and yet we're not supposed to. Well, maybe this is why the FBI didn't want this stuff out, because it kind of goes against the right, the revolutionary agenda about dysphoria and right, various other issues. Could that be what we're looking at here? In other words, don't believe what you're actually seeing. Believe what we tell you instead.
Yeah. there's a lot of that going around these days in many different areas of life. But the, anybody who looks through the discussion she has notices that this person had serious mental illnesses, you know, and, and it kind of fits in with the information that when people go through this transition, the suicide rate actually more than doubles for these individuals. And it fits in also, and I guess it's not too surprising, that if you look at the data since 2018, these mass public shooters, the transgender individuals were committing these crimes at 7 times their share of the population.
Wow.
They're like the most overrepresented group that you have there.
You know what we call that, Dr. Lott? In the scientific world, we call that a clue, right?
I would think so. I would think it'd be something that people would try to look at more carefully rather than just like the FBI want to say, don't look at the issue of mental illness here. And worry that if it comes out that a transgender individual did this, that there'll be some backlash against transgender people. People can look at these facts without necessarily demonizing certain groups of people. They can go and feel sorry for them and know that they need help in some way. I have to confess, you read things like this diary and I come away with it with feeling sorry for the person, but also it makes me think that a lot of this move towards transgenderism is kind of a black mark that's going to be on world history, 10 years or whatever from now when people look back at it.
You especially look at a more left-leaning state as Oregon, which tends to look at transgender issues as, well, the way that we solve the mental illness is that we just go through the transition, the surgical and the chemicals and the hormonal replacements and various other things, and that will somehow fix the underlying problem. But it doesn't necessarily seem to be the case, at least in this particular individual's case, was already mentally ill prior to this, and it just seemed to exacerbate the rage.
Right. When I came out to testify last year on gun control issues in Oregon, I know there was this big debate about this bill that the Democrats were trying to put forward that parents essentially wouldn't have no ability to go and stop, preteens even from transitioning if that's what they wanted to do.
Right.
And I know the Republicans walked out of the Senate there in order to try to keep the Democrats from getting a quorum in order to try to prevent that bill from getting passed. I know they got some changes that were made as a result. But, of course, the Secretary of State then ruled that those Republicans that walked out weren't allowed to run for re-election again.
Yep, and the people voted for this stupidly, in my opinion. Sometimes democracy doesn't always really work all that well, especially when you have George Soros types in unions pushing various ballot measures. But that's a conversation for another time. But anyway, I wanted to say it's a really interesting article on Real Clear Politics. I'm glad you did this because it's not getting a lot of traction, and it really should be.
Yes.
And I know that
the media's just completely ignored it. I mean, you have a few places, the only really major outlet, but it has a conservative bent that did a story on it was Newsweek. I mean, not Newsweek, but the New York Post. But you will look in vain for other. You would think releasing almost 4 dozen pages would be get news coverage, and yet the media seems to be following the FBI's urgings on this and not reporting on it.
It's an amazing lack of curiosity about that, and people aren't really being informed about this, and I'm glad you are. Well, why don't we talk about what sort of issues will you be before we take off here, Doctor? And I'll put your information up, of course. But when you come on Saturday and you're going to be speaking before the audience here in Southwest Oregon, what sort of is there one particular topic? I mean, I know it's going to be about Second Amendment issues and guns and crime and such, but anything in particular that you focus on your stump speech, so to speak? Where do you go?
Well, I think I think I'm mainly going to be talking about the collapse in law enforcement in this country.
Oh.
If the media wants to go and push this claim that violent crime is falling, and it's simply false. I mean, there are two measures that we have of crime. We have the FBI data on reported crime, but we know most crimes aren't reported to police. And so there's something called the National Crime Victimization Survey, which surveys 240,000 people a year, which is kind of the gold standard for looking at this stuff because it gets a measure of total crime. And these have, since 2020, these two measures have gone in opposite directions. So 2022 is the last year that the National Crime Victimization data is out. And it shows, at the same time that the FBI that year showed a 2% drop in violent crime and reported crime, the National Crime Victimization data showed a 42% increase in total violent crime that occurred, both reported and unreported.
Wow, this kind of goes into that whole idea, are you going to believe our statistics, the FBI, or your own experience, right? That kind of thing.
Right, but I mean, you know, even the FBI put out warnings about their data because about a third of police departments in the country stopped reporting data to the FBI in 2021 and 2022. And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can understand the Biden administration pushing this, but the media just seems to be, you know, it's just amazing how much they're willing to push the talking points for the Biden administration. And there are really clear problems with the FBI. I mean, just one simple point here. Arrest rates have plummeted in the United States. If you look at cities over a million, and this is true across all cities, but if you look at cities over a million, in the years before COVID, 44% of violent crimes result in arrests. It started falling in 2020. And by 2022, it was down to 20%. That's over 50% drop from 44% to 20%.
And it's ridiculous to say that all of a sudden that the criminal class all of a sudden stopped committing crime. That does not make sense, right?
No, they committed more when they weren't caught. The drop in property crime arrests was even larger.
Dr. John Lott, he's an economist and world-recognized expert on guns and crime. He's going to be talking about both this coming Saturday. He'll be at the Make Oregon Great Again event, and that's being put on at the Jackson County Expo. You can find out more about this. I do believe they're going to be selling tickets for this event at the door also, but you can find out more and get tickets at jcor.gop, and you can buy tickets there and find out more. I'm going to find out when you're there. Yeah, at what time you're going to be speaking. I want to get that, talk to Randall maybe tomorrow about this, the gentleman who was putting this on here, Dr. Lott. And I'm looking forward to finally meeting you after, what, 15 years? 15 years of...
No, it would be great to meet you.
Yeah, of on-radio conversation, all right? You can also find out more about Dr. John Lott and his organization that he founded, Crime Prevention Research. It's crimeresearch.org, all right? Thank you very much, Doc. See you Saturday, all right? Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 756 KMED and KBXG.
Northwest summer's out on the patio. There's nothing better. But Terra Firma Foundation Systems wants you to know there's nothing worse than a cracked, broken patio. It's unsightly and unsafe. If you have sinking or separating concrete patios, walkways, porches, or driveways, Terra Firma can help. Our concrete leveling can restore your home's concrete. Enjoy your outdoor spaces this summer. Visit goterrafirma.com. That's goterrafirma.com. CCB 173547.
Did you know that Siskiyou Pump Service does much more than service pumps? In addition to providing pump installation and repair, Siskiyou Pump installs water systems and storage tanks, water filtration systems, plus conducts real estate well inspections and flow testing. And with their drilling division, they can consult and drill your well too. At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, you can have one company manage your water project from start to finish. Serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years, visit SiskiyouPump.com.
The term for people who are both hungry and angry is hangry. Well, Garrison Sleep has coined a new word for that annoying, irritable feeling from spending another sleepless night on a crappy mattress. It's called slangry. And the only known treatment is a new mattress from Garrison Sleep. Our team has the tools and the talent to map and match you with the mattress of your dreams. At Garrison Sleep, we specialize in slanger management and mattresses too. Garrisons.com. We got your back. Literally.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
A lawn that's poorly installed will probably last at the most between 10 and 15 years. You just wish that you hadn't wasted all your work and all your money. The difference to having a good lawn, one that can be good for 40 to even 60 years with proper preparation, proper planting techniques, and proper after-planting care.
Talk to the Rogue Gardener Saturdays 10 to noon. Hear the Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
It's a couple minutes before 8 o'clock. Captain Bill's going to join me here in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about a little treasure that was unearthed, when the dam, when the Iron Gate was taken out and the lake drained. There's a road there. What happens to the road? We'll talk with everybody. It's an interesting story, I think. We'll also talk with Colin Mockery. It's going to be at the Brit Show, of course. Colin Mockery of Whose Line Is It Anyway, along with Brad, his partner. They've been doing this show for 20-something years. And if you've ever seen them on the old Whose Line Is It Anyway show, it's just such... There is such creativity with the kind of improvisational comedy that they do. Every show is different because it takes audience input and they kind of riff off that. It's really fascinating. Looking forward to that show. We'll talk with him a little bit about that. I'm kind of curious, you know, is there a school you go to for that, or are you just kind of wired differently? I imagine for a really good physical comic especially, which is what they do, a lot of physical comedy. That is certainly the case, all right? How about an email or two of the day? Emails of the day, they're sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry and Dr. Steve Nelson. It's next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point, Freeman Way. I think it's Freeman Center is what they call where they are. And by the way, Central Point Family Dentistry accepts most dental plans and offers one of their own for people who don't have dental insurance. Pretty similar to dental insurance, but with better benefits and fewer limitations. Okay, all right. And Dennis writes about my daughter's epiphany, Sarah's epiphany. This morning, and I thought that was interesting. And by the way, I know that I was kind of flipping. I mistakenly referred to Florida as a blue state, but Sarah was coming from a blue state and going to a red state. You start, you know, mixing it up when I'm telling the story. But Linda and I kept talking to her on the phone the other day. Remember, this is what happens when you go to a red state, Sarah. Don't screw it up. Kind of what we're telling her. But Dennis says, Bill, isn't it heartwarming to see individuals who have been immersed in loony leftism for decades get mugged by reality and realize there is life outside the self-imposed gulags like Portland? Freedom from the nanny state is such a great elixir for the heart and mind, isn't it? May she and Jake live long and prosper in freedom. Dennis Sinclair. Dennis, I appreciate you writing about that. That's kind of what we're hoping. It's like, don't screw it up, kid. My real problem, though, is that when you look at the experience of what's happening in Idaho and various other places, if the state is attractive and then you have a bunch of lefties moving there because they're wanting to escape the problems of the blue state hive mind, I'm concerned that they're ultimately going to bring more of those problems with them. They bring that political sensibility. I don't know if she's going to be, you know, changing her political viewpoints or not when she sees a difference of what happens when you operate with a different operating system. It's like a different operating system going from the lefty Mac to the maybe a little more free Windows. Maybe that's a bad one. People love their Macs. I don't know. But who knows? We can talk about that maybe. Betty writes me this morning, Bill, the reason there are so many special needs kids, I was talking about that this morning, the insane cost of public education, $25,000 per student per year in Grants Pass School District 7, Three Rivers at $30,000. I'm sure Medford 549C is similar. I'll have to do those stats, work those stats off the air at some point. But she says the reason there are so many special needs kids is because of the kids being drug addicts before birth and then living with the air of all kinds of dope until they move out of the house. My daughter is working for a school district. and they are down in population. I want to know exactly how many of the kids graduated in both city and county schools in 2024 and Grants Pass. 52% of lottery dollars go to the school districts, too, per the lottery website, and they were on the gravy train much later. They must get insane amounts of money. Thanks, Betty. Appreciate your writing there. Hans Albuquerque writes this morning, laws to protect, this going back to that talk with Melissa Hansen from Parents Television about protecting kids from the bad social media stuff. And Hans says, Bill, we don't need new laws. We need virtue and God back in schools. Bless Louisiana for the Ten Commandments as a start. But repeating policies, but repealing policy prohibiting prayer and Bible studies, etc., brings a spiritual perspective back into the daily awareness to combat the indoctrination camps children attend under the guise of learning. Opening a door for the works of an almighty creator regarding responsibility and a virtuous character can't be such a bad thing for our youth and community. Yeah, appreciate that. I agree with you on that one, Hans. Of course, the Satanic American Civil Liberties Union is going to make sure and make the world safe for Satan, I think. Not to put too fine a point on it.